I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
God. Well, you're going to edit that out.
No, I'm leaving it.
No. Nice. Gonna. What's up, ladies? Welcome to Ragtime for 2018.
Yep.
As always, Heather and Nicole and Denise.
In spirit.
Exactly. Shall we just get right down to it? Trump is still president. Just, I mean, how in the world has he got, how did he get this far? You know, and you gotta love the Stormy Daniels bullshit that's just come out. You do know, realize that, like, when he has to run again, and that stuff comes out from his opponent, his supporters are gonna be like, but he's not, no, it's fine, it's okay.
I just don't get
she was pregnant. Melania was pregnant. She couldn't satisfy the president.
Yeah. I get why certain women sleep with men in power, because he's, obviously, if he was just a regular dude, no one would be sleeping with him, because he's not attractive in any manner. And he's old when this happened. Wow.
Right,
and
right.
He's not as old as he was now, but he's still old. Like, what did she get out of it? Like, she was just obviously doing it for something. And she already has money, right? Because she's in porn, I think, and she's, like...
But, I don't know
I thought she was a well-known person. I don't really know.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So, what was she getting out of it?
I don't know.
Did she think maybe he could, like, hook her up with some sort of deal?
But here's the thing. Like... I can understand if women wanted to sleep with men in power to either marry them, you know, to
get something out of it, money.
Right, but it's just like, he was already married, you know, so what could he have possibly given her except for another...
Here's a casino.
Here, well,
that's going to fail in a year.
Do you want to be on The Apprentice, even though it's been canceled, but I can get her back again?
Yeah. Maybe that was it.
I have no idea.
I think it was something with The Apprentice. I think you're right.
Was it?
I think I read an article about that.
Oh, God.
Because it was during that time period.
But The Apprentice wasn't on. What are we doing? It wasn't... Celebrity Apprentice?
It wasn't recent. It was like 10 years ago or something, right?
I mean, how would you have been able to sell Stormy Daniels to the network?
It was definitely that, because I read an article where they said that they didn't want someone from the porn industry on. That's how they got away telling her no. But then the following year, they had someone like Jenna Jameson or something, and she was like, what the fuck?
Oh, well, Jenna Jameson is well known.
Yeah.
Wasn't she, for the longest time, the only woman that would do woman-on-woman porn, I believe? Was
Maybe.
It her?
Oh.
I think it might have been her.
Yeah. I could see why.
Probably anyway, so he's still president.
How many dicks can he take, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
Zero is the answer.
Yes.
Yeah, so I could see why she's like, you know what, I've had enough of this.
All right, so we've kind of like delayed Ragtime a bit, just because for whatever reason, Nicole's been having a pretty decent like past 2 months. Every time we would record, you'd be like, I'm too happy.
I know.
Yeah, but now you're fucking angry.
I am.
Well, what's your first point?
I got a pimple on my vagina. What's up with that?
Is it a pimple or is it a sty?
I think it's like when you get like a cyst. Like I've had it like a year or two ago.
Did you pop it?
No, it says not to online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says it'll take care of itself.
Does it
you
hurt?
Just have to. Yes, extremely. It's much better now, but the reason I knew I had it was 4 days ago. I woke up in the middle of the night to pee and I wiped myself and I almost fell off the toilet. It's like when you have a pimple on
I should laugh at your hardship, but
no,
that's hilarious.
But it's
Sorry.
Like it's when you have a pimple somewhere like on your face and for some reason it's connected to every nerve in your
yes,
body. And if you touch
yep.
it, you're like, ah!
Yep.
It's like that, but on your fucking vagina.
Have you tried a warm compress?
Actually, the other day it hurt so bad, like throbbing. I put an ice cube on it for like a minute and I was like, oh.
And then you came?
And then it just went numb.
Okay.
And that was worth it.
The warm compress could help
Vaginas
you.
Are the worst
they are,
to have.
Yeah, yes.
Such maintenance.
They really are. They are, yes.
But, you know, as we talked in one of our episodes, at least we don't have to have an enema before a date.
Correct.
Yeah, because your vagina's self-cleaning, or it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you just have to worry about it's the third date, now you have a cyst. Because that's sexy. It's going to look like you have gonorrhea, genital warts.
Or it's basically like, can we just, like, defer this? Like, I like you.
Yeah. Or, like, if I'm... while you're doing it, something's touching that.
Oh, my God.
You just, like, punch him.
or it's just like, yeah, we're done. Like, you just, you fake your orgasm.
You're
like, oh! You know, like,
And that's your fake orgasm. This is horrible. It's like, hey!
We're good. Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Yeah. So that's what I'm not happy about today. And if anybody else has a cis story they like to share, email it to Neats.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure she'd love to hear it.
She loves cis stories.
And if you ever needed to have an enema before a date.
Yeah, but the subject line should be something like, fun little story. Like, don't mention it. She likes to be surprised by the cis.
Oh, shit. So, mine is time relevant.
Okay.
My gripe are people who love the fucking Patriots. And especially Tom Brady.
And yeah, I don't get it. I never got it. Like, I'm not even that into football, but, like, he's just schmarmy to me.
And he is so one-dimensional that I think if he got run over by a car, he would be fine because he'd be so flat. That's how one-dimensional he is.
He's just like every white guy.
Every white guy with privilege who has grown up with money. Yes. Exactly.
I don't get... I mean, and I guess he's really in shape. Maybe that's what, like, supermodel-y type people are attracted by.
I mean, he's an athlete. Like, pretty much almost every athlete is someone in shape.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you know, you were the fridge, refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, defense probably be more thick, but they're still in shape. But he's, like, probably lean muscle.
I mean, he is, but I really believe, and I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody. Not really. I believe that he would actually sell the soul of his children to the devil to be able to play until he's 50 and win a Super Bowl every year.
Probably.
I would not put it past him. Honestly.
He's and, like praying to Satan for like wins now.
And here's the thing. Like, it's just a game. Like, here's an example. A friend of mine loves him and sent a text you know, praising his discipline and all that. Like, I'm not saying that he's not a healthy guy. Like, he's very, you know, into holistic means of healing himself and staying away from, like, certain foods. Like, I get it. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you know that your body needs to be at its best possible shape to play in the contact sport that you're in. Mm-hmm. Totally get it. But, like, okay, enough. So I just responded with, let's not forget that, you know, he's a cheater and, you know, deflated balls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I not trigger her?
Yeah, trigger warning.
But it's just like, take it easy. And, you know, again, it's just a football game. And I would ask somebody who's like, you know, so pro Tom Brady, is he paying your bills? Is he personally paying your bills?
People who are like fanatics that's for sports, it's like a religion. It's like offending their religion.
And it's just like, are they paying your bills?
No.
Are they raising your kids?
They think they're the coach when they're watching it because they yell at the TV and stuff.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm into it and I yell at the TV, like, what are you doing? But then it's just like, when the game's over, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Back to my life.
Nope, some people are obsessed.
It's crazy. So I just don't understand. So I'm just like, so our friendly rivalry went to a whole other level that I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm good. Like, it's just football. Who cares?
Here's something that really annoys me.
Yep, me.
Yeah, but besides that, everyone on the road but me.
Well, what if I'm on the road with you? Because I agree with this.
Isn't it amazing, though?
Like, I agree with this.
It's just amazing, though, like, you have this mentality that everyone's horrible.
They
like,
are.
You're horrible, you're horrible. And, you know, and there's, like, occasions where you've done something kind of shady that you shouldn't have done while driving. But you still stick with it in your own head. Like, no, I should be able to do this. You should be honking at me. Like, now, you're the asshole in reversal, but you still find a way to be like, no, I'm good.
No, if I do that, though, and I know I'm in the wrong, I go, sorry. Like, yeah. I put my hand up, like, sorry. I do that.
I will be like, no, that was totally acceptable, but then, yeah, I will go the other way, where it's just like, I'm like, I'm my an
bad.
Asshole.
My
and
bad.
I, like, freak out, like, I'm so sorry. So, like, I almost, like, bow, like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, I don't bow. I just go, sorry. Like, you know, if people, like, want to come in front of you, and they don't have the room, but they just keep coming anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that anyway. But, yeah. I mean, if I did do something like that, I'd be like, sorry, my bad.
You're like, too Canadian. Sorry.
Like, I know I fucked up. It was my mistake, you know. But what happened to you?
Nothing. It's just driving just, in general in general. Fucking New Jersey. And this county's not even that bad. Like, go to Bergen or Passaic County.
Oh, forget it.
You might get a multiple homicide from, like, a car road rage thing.
Especially if you have to deal with circles. People can't navigate circles.
Not in this state.
And why do we have them in Jersey?
They are
everywhere
in this country. And four-way stops, everyone seems to understand that in, like, the middle of America. But no one seems to get it here.
Because people are assholes here.
It's like an easy concept. Like, as you approach, you are the next to go.
Correct.
Like the order of approach.
And you go in a clockwise formation. Yeah. Clockwise formation. Or everyone to your right.
Yeah.
So it's counterclockwise.
Exactly. It's just common fucking sense.
It's kind of like when you're walking down the hallway, and if everything is on the right in the States, you stay to the right.
Yeah.
Now, if I were...
I've actually yelled at people, and I'm like, what are you, in England?
Right. If I went to England... I would stay to the left.
Do they do that with walking though?
I don't know. I would try to see like how they were walking in England, and then I would just go with that.
I was there, and I can't recall. I feel like everyone was still to the right.
Really?
Or maybe I'm just an asshole. And
but
I was
don't they drive on the left? I would think the way that you drive determines the
you think
way
that,
that you how you walk.
But like when you're young, you know that you always stay to the right, and you're not driving. Is it just because you're just following the rest of society?
Yeah, but I mean, like, do we, but here, like, I mean, you're talking.
What about pre-cars? Were people moving on dirt paths to the right?
But you would think all the ancestors came from England. They were probably on the left. They were probably like, you know what? Fuck society. We're going on the right.
Yeah, were there carriages and shit on the left?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. We have to research these things.
I guess so.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I remember when I was in Europe, everyone was still like walking to the right.
And, like, the people that are walking on the left when you're going down, like, a subway hallway, they don't care. Like, they'll just keep... if you're not paying attention, they will walk right through you. I really wish sometimes I had the balls or the audacity, I don't know, same thing, to, like, just keep walking and, like, bulldoze through
people.
Yeah,
I know.
But I don't.
My third one by bringing up the city.
Okay?
Okay, here's a hot tip if you're a tourist and this isn't what it's like in your area. When you are on an escalator in New York, you stand to the right, so the left, if people are in a hurry, they can get past you. No one seems to fucking get that. There's always some big idiot, like, standing on the left with, like, ooh, like, why do you think everyone on this escalator is standing to the right? And now you're blocking the people trying to, and they get pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people are like, I'm about to miss this train, and it's not coming for another 15 minutes. And I'm going to be late.
What's so funny is that people, for whatever reason, won't say, excuse me.
You're right.
Like, they won't.
That's like the one time a New Yorker isn't brash. They'll just be like, like, passive aggressive behind you, like,
yeah, they'll be behind you going,
come on.
Like, I mean, and sometimes if the escalator takes a while, because, like, there are some subway stations
that
where
really
it's, like, three stories
yeah.
high. I mean, it's really scary. If you look down, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like, if you feel backwards, it'd be into you.
You would be, absolutely.
Because it would just crack your head in that metal.
Absolutely.
And get stuck in it at the bottom.
And you just keep falling down three stories, like, no doubt.
Oh, that's just like a cartoon cycle when you never get to the end. Like, you're falling at the same rate the stairs are moving.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, she was mutilated. We all watched it. We could do nothing. Like, no one would stop you. They're just like, oh! You're like, stand to the left. Don't stand to the left. As you die.
Yes.
You're probably in the
exactly.
way of them coming up the stairs. You're like, oh, as you're dying.
God, who's this
stupid
loser?
Your brains are in my bag, and I have to get to work.
Asshole. But I actually say, excuse me, if I'm at the top of the escalator and I gotta go. Because, like, you gotta catch a bus or your train. Like, you gotta go.
I do in New York, excuse me. They go, what is this shit? And then people usually move.
You don't say that.
No. I never like, walk up the escalator. Why are you doing that? I stand to the right. I don't work in the city, so I'm not in a rush.
So you follow protocol.
An escalator is moving. Why am I gonna walk, too?
It just gets you there faster. It's a mentality thing.
I guess.
It's so crazy.
I have done it in the mall. Down.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I don't know, maybe it's me, but
it is
probably caffeine from a certain coffee place that we love
makes you sick.
No, I don't. It makes me fucking nuts.
Oh,
I'm like, I got a nice coffee today. It took me like over 2 hours to drink it. And once I was finished, I was like vibrating, bouncing
off.
See,
like, their iced stuff doesn't. Their hot stuff does. But like,
I was
Starbucks brewed coffee. If you don't get an espresso drink.
Okay.
It's like being on a Sudafed to me. I'm like, bah.
I was filling up my dog's bowl.
That sucks.
And
I don't like that feeling.
It could not fill up fast enough.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, is this what it's like to be on cocaine? Because if this is what it's like to be on cocaine, I don't know if I could handle it.
It's probably like being on speed or something, because that's what...
I would
when they take the stuff out of the Sudafed, they're making all that shit with it.
I would be fucking nuts. I mean, I would like that feeling. If you guys take, if anybody takes cocaine, like, you know, good on you, but I've never done it
before. Well, I'm not interested in doing anything that cocaine comes along with, so that's probably why I don't want to do an upper.
What comes along with cocaine?
Like, going out partying, clubbing, shit, clubs or something, like, you shouldn't do cocaine to hang out in your house.
I don't think I'd be able to, like, I would be.
It's a party drug.
You know how, like, your wife, sometimes, if she partakes in the marijuana, and she gets paranoid.
Yeah.
I think that would be me on cocaine.
Probably, but, like, asking questions a mile a minute. Like, who's watching me? You think that guy's following me?
And then I'd probably go up to Con and be like, am I all right? Am I okay? Are you okay?
I took cocaine.
There's a guy with a backpack.
You just admit it.
Yeah. Just arrest me, please.
Yeah, if I'm going to take something, I want it to be a
mellow calm. Mellow me out. Like,
I mean, or, like, I've never done it, but, like, I probably would try a hallucinogen. That's just interesting to me.
Let me know how that goes for you. Yeah. Because I don't know if
I have to be pretty old. I think I can't do it.
I'm too scared now.
I think I've just crossed the, like, threshold of being young and being like, yeah.
I never wanted to do it because I don't really, like... And what's interesting...
It just sounds interesting to me, like, it opens your mind, like, you see shit. That'd be fucking crazy.
Knowing me, knowing you too, you'd see clowns. You'd see fucking clowns.
Now that you said it, I'm gonna. Now I can't ever take it.
No, sorry.
Oh my god, you know what part? I'm gonna see that part in it where he's doing that creepy, like, that yes, dance that everyone redoes.
Forget it. Yes, yeah. Forget it.
If you go online, you look up, like, It Dance from the new movie, everyone, like, puts a new song to it.
His head stays in place.
His head stays in place while only, but his arms are pumping up and down. His legs are going back and forth like... I think
like
it's
a marionette doll.
I think it's supposed to replicate... Remember those old things where, like, it was the
clown's
legs on little pins?
Yes,
and you played music and it did almost a dance like that.
Yes.
Because it was attached by pins. Oh my god, it is...
So, that's basically...
It disturbs me so much that even the videos that people put new songs to it, you know, like a Drake song or, like, Beyonce, I'm still scared of it.
I won't watch it. I can't. It's funny. That and the water scene in the basement totally fucked me up.
Yeah, I have it on Blu-ray. We're gonna watch
it again. Can't wait!
I have the extended version to make Sarah watch it, and she's, like, so upset with me, and I told her that I had to see movies she didn't want to see, and she has to watch it.
Yeah, like,
and she's like, I just don't like scary stuff. I can't.
You're like, I'm gonna go see
Sex in the City in the theater with you. Yes, you gave me a Zanny, but still, wasn't worth it. Not worth it.
Oh my god. So, I mean, it's not gonna deter me from getting any more iced coffees, but it kind of might, because I was like, I didn't like it. And I mean, I'm filling up a stupid dog bowl. It doesn't take that long, but I felt like it took forever, and it's like, this isn't going fast enough.
You just like...
I was so annoyed.
Your wife's just watching you, you're like, oh man, this takes too long in life, and you just throw the Brita pitcher across like the fucking... Yeah. She's like, what are you doing?
I mean, what's crazy is that
like, I just can't take it, baby. These things are so slow.
The water disposal is so slow, and I just changed the filter.
Just jumped through the glass window through your backyard.
That's basically, I feel like I could do, that's what happened to me.
I don't like that feeling at all.
I don't like it
either.
That's
how I know I wouldn't like an upper.
No.
Like, there'd have to be a damn good reason, like, I was studying for a final exam in college.
Yeah, but I don't think I could focus enough to study.
No, I'd be whacked out.
I would be so, like, vibrating with, like, this is taking too long to read one word. I can't.
I know.
You know, I didn't like the feeling.
Jogging around the whole neighborhood. Like, what is Heather doing out there? She have Coke? No, coffee. Iced coffee. Yeah. Diluted iced coffee.
Yeah, because I get it latte style, so there's more milk in it.
Yeah, it's literally, like, probably 1/4 coffee concentrate. Like, coffee, not espresso.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, 3/4 milk.
Yes, so, exactly.
Plus there's ice, which is diluting it even more.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know. It's really sad. I get nothing out of those things, seriously, besides that I like the taste of it. And they give me a little bit, but nothing like where I feel like awakened from it. If I get a hot coffee, I find that to be stronger to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the opposite. I'm just like, oh, I can dig this.
That's funny.
Like, I'm
what if your body absorbs it in some weird way?
But there have been times... Because the same place, you know, has coffee grounds, and depending if, sometimes their coffee, if I've had too much of it on the weekends, because you're like, you're just chilling out, yeah. Right? You're like, you have one cup of coffee, and it's like, oh, you want another one? Yeah, sure. So it's like, I think when I hit my second one, like, or 2.5, I'm like, man.
I'm riding the caffeine train.
I'm like, what? Oh, yeah.
This coffee place we're discussing is so cultish around here that when Heather started saying something bad about it, I almost got in a fight with her.
That's why I didn't say the name.
It's like, don't you dare say anything bad about them.
No, because they make a really good beer with
They make everything good.
They really do.
Their merchandise good.
And Colander's a lesbian. Why are we supposed to be mad at stuff?
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Well, we kind of went all through our stuff anyway. I did all my three and you did all your three.
Oh, but I have, I have one more.
All right.
Bitcoin.
I just watched a whole documentary on
it. Can we talk about this? Okay. Maybe I'm pissed off for a wrong reason.
Okay. So I really knew nothing about it, so that's why I watched it.
Read an article, and it was a New York Times article that profiled, like, four or five white dudes in their 20s.
No, God.
First off, pissed off about that, because you got, like, these douchebag 20-year-olds, mm-hmm. No women whatsoever, and they're all white.
Of course.
So, they were just talking about how there was a, a huge conference or party in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and you had to kind of like get like the secret password to go.
Okay.
It's already pretentious.
Okay.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that they profiled, they listed his hobbies as following 4chan or Chan 4.
4chan. Okay.
I was like, why are you profiling a neo-Nazi?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I stopped reading. But maybe you can explain to me how in the world, I feel like it's invisible money. Like, it doesn't really exist. Like,
really risky, like, right, like, in the beginning people were making lots of money, but I think now it possibly, like, is fluctuating where, like, people could lose a lot of money. Well, documentary was really good because it makes you realize that, yes, there's paper money out there, but when it comes down to it, everything's digital at this point. Like, we really don't have money in the bank. We just have a digital footprint of what we are worth in reality. Like, you know, when you pull up your online bank account, it's not like there's a physical amount of money sitting somewhere.
So you're basically telling me that the job that I'm working at, making such and such an hour, really doesn't really exist?
Yeah, if you think about it, if there was something that went down where all the banking systems went down, the digital banking systems, we would be penniless. We just have whatever paper money we had in the house would be what we have.
Okay, so part of this, what really pisses me off is Nicole's really depressed me. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Jesus. So right.
There's no physical cash. Like, if it says you have $3,000 in your account, that's just a ledger of what you have. So that's what Bitcoin is. It doesn't exist as a currency that you can hold. It is a ledger of transactions. But like a currency, only a certain amount would ever be released. So, like, there's this amount of Bitcoin that would ever be released, just like there is in the Federal Reserve. Like, there's only a certain amount of money being printed.
Right.
Which affects how
inflation,
much it costs.
Right.
So, every transaction is copied in a virtual ledger that marks the money spent, but not who did it. So, it's anonymous in that way. So it follows where all the Bitcoin is going and coming from and being reused. And that's how you know what it's worth and how much you have. Just like you do in the bank, honestly.
Okay, so
it's just not a physical coin or dollar.
It's almost kind of like the stock market in the way, like, if I had so many shares of Apple and I wanted to sell them, they were like, mm-hmm. If I had 10 shares of Apple and they were $1,000 a share.
Yeah.
Right? Technically, I should be given $100,000 in cash.
Yes.
So it's almost kind of, is that the same like with Bitcoin? Like, but if I had 5 Bitcoins and they were 20,000 each,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to cash in, I'm like, I want, you know, Federal Reserve note. I want some Benjamins.
Yeah. You can still, there's a currency exchanges for it. Yes.
Oh, is there? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's like the same thing where sometimes the US dollar is more than a euro or under the euros more. It's the same thing with Bitcoin based on what is going on with it. It affects what it's cost.
Did you ever buy any?
No.
I feel like, because you're very tech savvy.
No, I never bought any.
Mm-hmm. You kicking
it's out. Really interesting. But, like, it should be, honestly, if it works out to last, better than having your money in a bank. Because it's not, there's not one central bank, one central server. Like, if somebody wanted to take down Bank of America, it's a central bank, central server.
Okay.
They erase that data, you're fucked. But Bitcoin is cloud-based, so it's not just on one, it's there's digital copies of the ledger everywhere.
Well, what if that gets hacked? I mean, and they...
It'll be near to impossible because it's just...
And plant a virus in the cloud.
That's why you hear people Bitcoin mining. They're really using their computers as almost like a server to process transactions. So the information's just everywhere. There's no way to erase it or own a copy of it just to you.
You just blew my mind.
I know. It's a cool documentary on Netflix. Just search for Bitcoin and you'll find it.
But... If we go, it's crazy to think about. It is kind of crazy. So then, like, if I have, say, 10 grand in the bank, and I want to go ahead and it seems like Bitcoin's the way to go, but Bitcoin is, you know, 15,000 a share, and you need, like, you know, so many Bitcoins to pay your bills or whatever, like...
Yeah, but you're also taking the risk that this currency can completely fail because it's not something that has ever been done or tested before.
I know, it's crazy. It's mind-blowing.
So, like, it's high risk, high reward because, like, you could put all your money into it, let it skyrocket up, take it out, or wait and see if it goes up more and you possibly could lose it all.
I guess I mean if it shows that it's sustainable and people are starting to convert, like, you know what, just pay us in Bitcoin and that's starting to convert, but Bitcoin... One Bitcoin is so much money, but I only have so much. Like, it's almost as if, like, you can't afford to even, like, pay your bills
gotta get it
via Bitcoin.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You had to get it on the ground. It was like a stock, basically.
Yeah. That's crazy. So that's it. But, like, they profiled all these, like, you know, white dudes. Where are the ladies? And I feel like the way
it was all white dudes in the movie, too, honestly, to think about it now. Yeah, unless they were talking to some sort of expert about, like, currency and stuff, and it just happened to be a woman. It wasn't anyone involved
in the actual buying or trading of it. And the way that they started, was it like, you know, they were on, like, Reddit, and they were all on, like, you know, forums and chat groups and stuff, and they were all, like, just chit-chatting with each other. And it seems like...
No, it was actually, like, an unknown person started, like, the very beginnings of what Bitcoin was and would be. And they still, to this day, don't know exactly who that person is.
Oh, okay.
It's just this Japanese surname, but it doesn't match anyone. Like, it's just a made-up name, I think.
That guy must, or girl.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who it is. Must be loaded.
I know. It was very interesting.
All right. So thank you kind of for clearing that up for me.
Yeah. I hope that was somewhat accurate.
It made me angry just reading this, especially because it's all white men. And it feels like... I should say white boys. Because...
Isn't that who always gets on the ground floor of something financial?
And it's like, come on, guys.
It's because no one's
I really think if they make a robot where you can have sex with it, everybody would have one. I think women would get a robot as a partner, and men would definitely get a robot.
They kind of have them now, like real sex dolls, but I guess they're not fully a full robot, like where it's like acting like a real person.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or if there was just like VR shit. Yeah.
Because
there'd be no relationships.
Next month, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because we went to the Women's March last week, and we saw, what do you call it?
Accordions?
No. I was going to say bulletin board, but it's not that.
God. The protest sign?
No. What? Well, Saturdays for the Boys. What would you call that?
Oh, a banner.
Thank you! The fact that Heather's an idiot. We saw a banner that said Saturdays for the Boys, and then we looked it up, and that's pissed me off too. But I'll save that for next month. Right. I don't think you want to hear me keep, you know, ragging. Just ragging.
Just ragging.
That's
ragging.
It.
All right.
So, ladies, have a good month, and we'll catch you on the flip.
Meh. Meh.